If you thought Newtown's only horror story was trying to find parking, then think again. From highway robbers on Parramatta Road to larrikin gangs running riot in Newcastle to actual buried secrets under Pioneers Memorial Park, our next guest has put out a few books that are basically like true crime podcasts for your local area, exploring all of this spooky stuff. I'm talking, of course, about Heather Jones, a local history buff, social researcher, author and founder of Dark Tales, a.k.a. the Inner West's unofficial queen of spooky. Heather, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Oh, thank you, Danny. What an amazing lead-in. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's our absolute pleasure. You don't want to get on the wrong side of the queen of spooky too early. You've made it your mission to uncover the wild, weird and wacky stuff that's gone down in our Sydney suburbs over the last 100 years. How did this all start?
Well, it started 3 years ago, and it started with Channel 9's A Current Affair.
As all things do.
I know. Not a regular watcher by any means. I happened to tune in and there was a segment around Leichhardt becoming a ghost town.
Right.
And so it was all about the demise of Norton Street and the Italian Forum. And it hit me in my heart. I live in Leichhardt, and
yeah.
I basically went, not on my watch. I want to give people some new ways to interact with the suburb and maybe drive a bit of interest back to it. So I started delving into the history of it.
Indeed, and Leichhardt is back and things are going well there. Now, your books on this, how easy to get a book like this published? Are there lots of people out there wanting to read about local history?
A surprising number.
Yeah.
I think with the uncertainty in the world at the moment, people are looking at their local area a bit more. There's the uncertainty that drives people actually to an interest in true crime and all things dark. It's actually been proven and written about in scientific journals. And so those two things together have seen these books take off. So I self-publish.
Yeah.
And I sell them through a number of independent bookshops around the area, and they're really going gangbusters.
That is great. It's so good. Shout out to all the independent bookstores out there doing their thing.
Yes.
And I will put links up on the website to where people are able to go and get copies of your book. From all of your books, do you sort of have like a favourite story, a what the hell happened here story?
Oh, wow. Yes. So I have got a story that I'd like to read to you, a little tiny, tiny snippet.
Please, the floor is yours, Heather.
Oh, thank you so much. So this is actually from, and spoiler alert, a new book that I have out called Dark Tales of Glebe Point Road.
Oh,
so I picked it because it's very, very close to this studio, and it's about the larrikin gangs of Glebe.
Okay.
As a 1940 article in The Sun reveals, in the early years of the 20th century, Glebe was a hotbed of larrikinism. And while gangs did meet up at several Glebe pubs, including the Ancient Britain Public House, the area that suffered most from their activities was towards the southern end of Glebe Point Road, in the area bounded by Bay Street, Glebe Point Road, St John's Road and Wentworth Park. So pretty close to here. The article, The Gangs of Glebe, goes on to tell about the horrific beating of a man who was attacked and kicked almost to death by a ruffian mob near the corner of Mitchell and Campbell Street just after midnight one night. As the newspaper said, the area is considered to have a bad name, with youths that are out of works and roughs aged between 16 and 30 hanging around corners and lanes late at night, and a state of lawlessness pervades with sly grog and two up-dens in the area. And out of all of those larrikins, there was one Frederick Chow Hayes. So the biggest surprise in these books is that while these gangland identities, the Abe Saffrons, the Lenny McPhersons, the Chow Hayeses did their big crimes in Darlinghurst and King's Cross. They were born here in the Inner West and grew up here. And so we have a little bit about Mr. Hayes, who was born in 1911 and lived literally just around the corner from this studio.
Okay, that's going to be great for me to be thinking of when I'm coming here early in the morning. Thanks, Heather.
So he actually, by the age of 20, had around 70 misdemeanor charges on his rap sheet. So he was a busy man. And he cut his teeth in Glebe. So he had a standover enterprise. So him and a couple of other guys would literally go into shops and extract a little bit of money from the owners. And he was fined, actually, in 1939, a coffee shop owner in Glebe actually reported him and actually threw coffee over him when he tried to extort.
Oh, jeez.
But Hayes was nothing if not tough. So in 1939, there was a report of a man shot in Glebe in the Tweed Daily. So residents of Telford Street in Glebe were actually woken to a sound of several shots being fired, and Hayes had been in a standoff with another man,
yeah,
and he took a bullet in the abdomen.
Oh, my God.
Police arrived on the scene and they found him slumped on the ground injured. But somehow, between getting shot and the police arriving, he'd managed to change his shirt and he was trying to hide the fact that he'd been shot.
Oh, God.
It was a code of honour amongst the gangsters that you don't dob. And so all he when he went to hospital, the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, he actually discharged himself sometimes later. And all he would say is, "Father Christmas hit me with a bottle." So he went on to align himself with Kate Lee in the Razor Wars and committed crimes until finally being put away for the assassination of a fellow criminal kingpin, William Bobby Lee, at the Ziegfeld Club in King Street in the CBD. And that was all because Bobby shot Chow's nephew, Danny Simmons, who was a champion boxer. So it was all very...
And a Danny, no less.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Connected. So there we go. There's
a little bit
of Chow Hayes.
So that's the new book, Dark Tales of Glebe Point Road. And that will be available soon. And I'll put links up to your website where people can find out about that. And you've also got some live events coming up, Heather.
I do. I have... an alternative for Halloween. If you don't want to be dressing as a skeleton or a scary witch, you can dress as a 1930s underbelly gangster and come to Hopsters in Enmore, where we're going to have a night of some more gangster-like tales. We'll be covering a lot of the Inner West and Enmore. And also we'll be getting DJs in to spin some vinyl from that era. So it's going to be a real underbelly razor night.
Yeah.
So watch this space.
You set up a metal detector at the front?
Yeah.
Oh, Heather Jones, that is absolutely phenomenal stuff. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. Please do come back soon.
I would love to.
I want some more spooky tales, shady characters, enough drama to make you feel like you're in a movie. Heather Jones from Dark Tales. See you next time on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you.